After balloons, Washington's next target is junk fees. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts plans to introduce a bill this week to bar airlines from charging extra fees to parents who want to sit with their young children. This is part of a broader effort to target so-called junk fees, something President Biden brought up in his State of the Union address as well. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Senator Ed Markey's new bill is actually an old bill. He's introduced it in previous congressional sessions, and it has gone nowhere. This time, though, the Democrat hopes it will be different as lawmakers from both sides of the aisle hone in on airline practices. In its previous versions, the Families Fly Together Act banned airlines from imposing fees so parents can sit with children aged 13 and under, a practice President Biden criticized in his State of the Union address, saying it amounted to treating children like luggage. The president is seeking to ban all kinds of fees, not just from airlines, but also hotels, ticket sellers, and others. Senator Markey said his legislation is in response to the administration's efforts. Industry group Airlines for America has said that, unlike some budget carriers, major airlines avoid family seating fees. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
How much did we buy last month and how much did it cost? Those are two big economic questions to which we will have answers this week. The Consumer Price Index and retail sales numbers are coming out tomorrow and Wednesday. For a preview, we've got Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So what do you think we're going to see when the CPI inflation data comes out tomorrow?
So we are probably going to see another moderate gain in core inflation, which is what we're looking to for the signal of the underlying trend. And I think, you know, it's a good reminder that it's not going to be exactly what the Fed wants, but it will be going in the right direction relative to where we were last year.
Economists are expecting a big rebound in retail sales, which comes out Wednesday. Do you think consumers are, their spending is picking up, accelerating?
You know, there's a lot of noisiness in the data around the turn of the year, and we had a really weak reading in December, and we're going to probably get a bounce back in January. But I think as an economist, we kind of tend to take several months of data together to try to get the signal, and sometimes markets overreact to the noise in the data. So I think we need to be cautious about taking signal from a good run of data that the economy is reaccelerating.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
Julia mentioned markets might be overreacting. Well, strategists at Morgan Stanley think the same. The S&P 500 is up about 7% so far this year. They argue stocks are disconnected from reality, so it might be a bumpy road ahead.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Farm Bill, which is the primary way agricultural and food policy gets written in the U.S., gets reauthorized roughly every 5 years. And this year, environmentalists are hoping it will support a type of carbon capture technology. That's where carbon is taken from the atmosphere and put back in the ground in an effort to fight climate change. Specifically, environmentalists are pushing for the Farm Bill to promote something called regenerative agriculture. From KCRW, Kaylee Wells has more on that.
Farmer Molly Engelhart is showing us around Soa Hart Farm in Fillmore, northwest of Los Angeles. It doesn't look anything like the orderly farms next door. In between the avocado trees are messy mixes of peppers, garlic, broccoli, cauliflower. But Engelhart says everything is planted somewhere for a reason.
Fennel is actually an insectary, so the fennel is keeping the bugs off of the kale without spraying any pesticides or anything.
Recently harvested plots are patrolled by chickens and sheep, eating the scraps, churning the dirt, and pooping out fresh fertilizer. This makes healthier food and healthier soil, says soil expert Adahi Sharma at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
By diversifying what you grow, you're providing different kinds of nutrients to the soil. It's like diversifying our human diets.
She says better dirt supports more plants photosynthesizing, so they're sucking carbon out of the atmosphere and shoving it through their roots into the ground, all while sending out more oxygen. Sharma estimates if every U.S. farm operated like Engelhart's does, it'd remove so much carbon, it'd be like shutting down 64 coal plants. But she says there's a long way to go.
From the 1970s onwards, decades of agricultural policy have prioritized unsustainable farming practices over regenerative ones.
This means if you grow corn and soybeans and you have a bad year, you can write a couple of claims and the government helps you out. That's more complicated for farmers like Engelhart, who grows 300 different crops. Here's Sharma again.
It's a lot harder for them to claim insurance rewards because of just the number of crops that they have to keep track of.
Engelhart says she grows more food per acre than the conventional farms next door. Some of it is served in her small chain of vegan restaurants. But 4 years in, her farm still hasn't turned a profit.
But you can't expect to be making money right away in any business. The guy down the street, the first 4 years he had lemons and avocados planted, he certainly wasn't making money either.
Engelhart is hopeful that regenerative agriculture makes its way into the new farm bill. She says she gave up a suburban home and better job security to do this.
And now I don't have any of that kind of security, but I'm trying to do something to make a difference in a profound way.
Putting the health of her land and her soil first and hoping the money will follow. In Fillmore, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.